What's good? What's good? What's good, guy?
All right, well, that's good. All right, be on, be on.
Yes,
Check,
sir.
check one, two.
Robinson here. All right, sir.
Yep.
It's on you. What?
All right, so welcome to the podcast. I just want to say thank you for joining me today. This is how you're gonna help me pass my ELA class. So our ELA class is what we're talking about. So we're like sending a letter to like our future selves in like the next 5 years, if you know, have like a family or like future friends that we known for like from like the people that you grew up with and stuff like that. Basically, there's like five artifacts or five events that you know. What are five events or artifacts that you've have or you've seen or been to, kind of influenced you and kind of made you the person who you really are. And you're more than welcome to join in this too. So that's basically it. No, I kind of know that you and I kind of almost had like the same kind of lifestyle joining up with all these technology and video games and stuff. We just both got the hang of it. So we're gonna start the first question of what was your first artifact or event that kind of made you to the person who you really are?
For me, I would say family. Being
Yeah,
around
that's a good
people,
one.
growing up, getting the. Sorry, one second. Being around family, growing up, getting the chance to,
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree. I say family too, is because it's kind of like when I was born, when I was born, I'm like, oh no, who I was probably when I was probably born, I'm like, who holding me? Who is this guy? I don't know this person. Is he like family? I don't know. But
Yes.
I definitely agree with family because you get to see you get to see like your littles grow up, and then you can like look at you and be like, damn, this is crazy. Yeah, I have this, did that.
This is family. It's being able to grow up and, see what all you get involved in, from
Yeah.
boys and girls clubs to family reunions and just seeing how much family you have, where
Yeah.
everybody's from, things like that. And then you start to get into other things, as in you start, depending on the kind of household you're in, if your, parents are married and you have two different families, so you get to see both sides and take to the fair and stuff like that. So that's one of the biggest things. Family would be first. Second would just be environment.
Yeah.
Where you are, city, state.
Yeah, I feel like yeah, I agree with you with that. The environment where you are, like I me like I like to explore like around the US, USA. And I was kind of like you love like the state, like in where you're from, like you're gonna love it. It's just you're gonna like kind of grow out of it. This is kind of boring. Like I want to go like adventure out more to see like other states. And then that's like one of the things that kind of changed me who I am is being able to go to a state by myself, which was the fit that the drip that you're wearing right now, Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
That trip going by myself, I thought dad wasn't gonna let me because when I was going by myself, and I just didn't know like if he was gonna like trust me to leave Washington by myself for like this amount and then come back.
Definitely.
Yeah, like that kind of changed me because I'm like, wow, I'm actually traveling to get to see other places, and then getting to see like Aunt Nicole, Raven, Natalie, and them. It was like really good because they won my favorite family members to see. And them being in Kansas City, by the way, which they actually Raven actually he bought a house at the age of 21 up in St. Joseph, which is north of Kansas City. So kudos to Raven.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, they one of my favorite people, you know, like I'm just kind of glad, like, you know, they can, like, you know, understand, like, you know, what I've gone through, because I've heard, you know, Raven's story. Now I'm like able to, like, to relay and actually, like, sit down and talk to him.
Definitely.
And then, getting them out the house, because, you know, they don't go out a lot.
Oh yeah, that's one of the biggest things, getting out, seeing the world, whether it's leaving your city, leaving your state, leaving the country, being able to network with people, being
absolutely
able to see different aspects of life.
Yeah.
Being open-minded.
Yeah, open-minded.
Just because, you know, your environment may have not been as diverse, seeing different nationalities, different ethnicities, being able to talk to them, network, make friends. That's, I think, one of the biggest things is getting out of your comfort zone.
Your comfort zone. Yes, I agree. Yes, yes. Like being on, like, a plane, like, actually by myself, you know, is pretty scary. You know, like, you know how, you know, like, the little bathrooms you go into, you know, there's, like, sometimes you get, like, a little window spot. When I'd be in there, I'd be looking outside the window, just looking down. I'm like, holy shit, I'm actually this high from the ground. That's actually crazy. And, like, you don't feel anything, like, when you, like, get up. I mean, like, you do, but you just, like, you don't know that you're moving, but you are.
Right.
It's kind of that. But yeah, I would say, you know, like, you know, traveling, you know, another influence is because, you know, you have one life, and you have that one life means that get all the stuff that you want to, you know, do and have fun. Like, yes, you know, like, yes, you're going to have to, you know, face responsibilities. Like, I know you got responsibilities. Like, you got a wife and kids you got to take care of. Wife and kids. I forgot the S at the end of kid.
Yeah, man, that's another avenue to go down. And it's not for everybody, but
yeah,
when you have an idea of what you want to do with your life, where you want to go, you try to venture down that avenue. And there's a couple times where you can fail with certain goals, but if you think about them and you plan them out right, you can usually make it work.
Yeah.
But you have to ask yourself, is that what you want to do? Because just because it's something that you see somebody else do doesn't mean that that is what's going to make you happy.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we both got that first one out the way. Now we're gonna move to the second artifact that, you know, kind of changed you. I would definitely have to say playing trumpet. This actually, like, yesterday morning, I think, or this morning actually, I don't remember. My band teacher, he kind of, you know, says something that, you know, I just agreed with 100%. He said, like, once you play band and, like, your first ever instrument that you've gotten really good at, and the first instrument you ever played, you're gonna keep that with you forever. And when he said that, I'm like, yes, that is very true. I mean, like, playing like music, actually, I feel like influenced me, because, like, I'm more of, like, a music person. Like, I like to, you know, sit down, you know, create music, play music, all that good stuff.
Okay, it gets you.
You know, like, sometimes, like, you know, if I, like, in the mood, you know, I just, you know, write some lyrics and, you know, try to, you know, rhyme and stuff.
Yeah, and it definitely gets you out of your comfort zone.
It gets me on my comfort zone, because, you know, like, I'd be like really scared to, to tell stuff that I'm out of my comfort zone, like, I wasn't able to, you know, like, handle it. And if I put it in, like, you know, song form, and then, you know, say what I was gonna say in, like, song form, then I can do.
Right. Yeah. Sports.
Yeah, sports.
Was a second one. Knowing how to figure out what I was good at, figuring out just how to play, having an outlet, something to do outside of school, something that, you know, my mom and dad could come check me out at. Yeah, definitely having an outlet. Sports would be number two.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I feel like sports is like, you know, the place where you can like actually show like who you are, like both like music and sports, because like it can like help you like get out of your comfort zone and like show people like, you know, what you can do. And you know, I feel like, you know, nowadays, you know, people only like, you know, only they don't they only see the person by like how they look. And you know, that kind of, you know, gets me mad, because it's always not how they look. It's just like about, you know what they can do. So, you know, make the people that are talking just shut up. Definitely. You know, that's happened a few times too, where, you know, I kind of had to, you know, break out my shell. One of them, I'm not gonna say one of them, because, you know, it wasn't a good idea at all. Actually, no, this is the podcast, I'm gonna be honest with you. The first kind of thing that, you know, actually, no, I shouldn't say it. You know what? I'm just gonna say I don't care. Slap boxing. You know what slap boxing is?
Yeah, I know what slap boxing is.
This was, you know, back in freshman year. You know, these people, you know, we're talking, because, you know, I don't like to, you know, I don't like to fight people or like do like anything like physical related, like fighting related stuff. Because I don't do that. That's not who I am. I don't like to, you know, I don't like to fight. But if there's like, but I will fight if there's like an emergency, like if I really need to, like say if like, you know, someone's, you know, beating up my brother, like I'm gonna, you know, step in that too. But that's like only if I need to. And, you know, I just got tired. You know, I just got tired of them talking. So I'm like, all right, you know what, you guys wanna keep talking, let's go. So then me not doing kind of me doing like okay, like higher okay, lower good, because one, they can't see.
Yeah.
They're all like, all right, bro, we're gonna keep our mouth shut. And no, that was like the time where, you know, like I didn't really wanna, you know, do that, like get out of my comfort zone like that, because that's not like, in my opinion, not like the right way to get out your comfort zone is like, you know, fighting related.
Yeah, it's one thing to do that, and just that sense of acceptance, you know, with being around friends.
Oh yeah, you know, like, yeah, I agree with you, like that, you know, being around like friends that you don't know, like you're moving into like, you know, like a whole different environment, you know, like, you know, right, growing up in like, you know, South Hill, like with our mom, like everything was like so different, like every like one was like so kind to us, like there wasn't like all any like going where we were at and stuff, like yeah, there's people like, you know, talking and stuff, but we were like actually like cool with them, like they were just like joking around and stuff like that. Out here, like where we moved in like Spain, where it's like 100% different, because when only like you move into like a different environment with like different people and like how, you know, like what goes on here and like what you have to deal with, like once you move out, you're like, you know, like once like we moved out to Spanaway, you know, I kind of dated, you know, like going to school out there, actually living out there. I kind of knew like what we had to expect, because you're moving into like, you know, a different environment with different people. And, you know, I feel like, you know, Spanaway is a little bit ghetto, a little bit. Just because, you know, all the stuff that be going on out here, like, you know, shootings, you know, all the, you know, dramas and stuff that be going on out here. And then, you know, watching out for, you know, people on the street.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see multiple sides to see what you're going to be engulfed in, to see what you're going to be around. And that's the thing with growing up. It seems like every time somebody talks to you about it, they're always asking you to project 5, 10, and 15 years down the line. Like, you know exactly what you're going to do, exactly what you want to be involved in when it's not how it is. So, yeah, I definitely get you on that part.
Yeah. For my third artifact, I would say, you know, having a job, getting a job. I say getting a job because, you know, like, I feel like high school, like, people have, like, their, you know, differences, like, you know, having a job in high school. Like, I totally understand it. But my opinion, I feel like high school is, like, you know, the perfect time to, you know, get, like, a part-time job at least. So you can, like, start saving up from when you, like, graduate. So you, like, don't leave high school with, you know. They can leave high school with, like, a little bit. And if they're trying to, like, you know, move in, you know, they'll have, like, money for that.
Yeah,
like,
you have to be ready for it as well. There are times when, you know, getting the part-time job is cool, but you have to be ready for that change in lifestyle from.
Yeah. I you know, I learned that the hard way. I learned it the hard way.
Chores, so now you're at a certain place for 3-4 hours and then going home late and you got school. So yeah, that's a different lifestyle when you're just used to just cleaning the house and washing dishes and stuff to now I'm leaving to a whole another place that I gotta be for a couple hours and you know stuff.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess, like, you know, for my fourth one, I guess, you know, getting a car. I guess, you know, when I, you know, I guess, like, you know, when Raven had it, when I saw, I'm like, damn, this car looks pretty cool. And then when they were thinking about, you know, selling it, I was like, they were, like, already thinking about giving me the car because, you know, I just, you know, fell in love with the car when I saw it. And when they were saying, like, they were planning on selling it to me, I'm like, oh, really? And then I'll switch to, I don't know. And so, you know, I went to go stay the night at my friend's house. And then I called him and he was like, I got to talk to your dad. And then, you know, I told dad about it. And then, you know, Raven came up and talked to my dad. And, you know, that's when I got it. You know, right now, I guess, you know, I kind of, my car kind of, you know, kind of makes me, you know, kind of makes me kind of go like, you know, not like, how do I explain it a little bit? I feel like, you know, you like when you like get have like a car and you want to like drive it and like you want to have like a good time. But when you know, like you know, you like it needs to be worked on and it kind of like lowers the, you know, lowers like your energy a little bit. Because I feel like, you know, with Mo's not working, it kind of makes me feel sad because, you know, when she was like working like completely fine, like I was like having a good time. And then, you know, the water pump issue and, you know, it's a lot of money to get it replaced.
Yeah, cars are freedom, but that's what is tied into having a job. It's working, having the job, being able to take care of the car. Because just because you have one,
it doesn't mean like you like.
It doesn't mean you know how to take care of it, put gas in it, you know, change the oil, stuff like that. So it's a lot.
Oh more yeah, I kind of had. With oil, like having like bad oil and stuff, you know, I kind of had to, you know, figure out how to do like oil change myself. Just get like all the stuff that I need to just do the oil change myself. I've done it like twice in my car and they're both successful. The second time I did it, you know, I kind of had to get a new, you know, oil filter. And then, you know, that was pretty easy. So I got like that down. I wonder who just walked in. But yeah.
Gotcha.
And then, I get, and then the fifth one is, I put these both in like the both same categories, as friends and family. Both friends and family. They're gonna be in your life forever. Like you get to have like the freedom of your life, both with your friends and family. Like you can go out with them, just have fun, just living young, wild, and free until your time comes.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody views it in a different way. For me, it was, yeah, I want to go out and, have fun and kick it. Yeah, but responsibilities come down the line, what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be going. And sometimes partying and kicking it may not be what you want to do. It may be easy, better for you to stay in, go to work and just come home, or go to work and do some sports, or go to work and paint, or play some instruments. Like, it's not always you that's in the atmosphere. Everybody's gonna grow up and have a different way that they express their emotions, different way to express their feelings, different way to vibe, who to hang out with, all that. So, yeah, there's gonna be some people that are gonna grow up and do the same things, but you may go from, I'm going to the club and I'm hanging out with friends, to, I'm cool just being at home and playing some video games and being at home and just relaxing. Like, it's going to be different strokes for different folks. But then you have to be okay with letting them know, hey, this is what's going on, and that's okay. And if the people that you're telling that to, hopefully, friends and stuff, if they're like, oh no, I'm gonna get, I'm, that's dumb. It's like, all right, man, maybe I don't need to be hanging out with you. Maybe this isn't what needs to be done. And you have to be okay with telling your friends that, right now this ain't the time. And sometimes, because of that acceptance, and when you want to be the top dog, it's like, oh well, if I say no, if I don't want to hang out with them, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that, they're not gonna think I'm cool or anything. Like, that's not gonna matter in 5 or 10 years. That's your goal. What's gonna matter is what you're doing, what makes you feel good. Are the people that are around you, are they taking care of you? Are they making sure everything's okay? And if you mess up, are they making sure that they're keeping you accountable, and are you doing the same thing?
And then that what that said what you said kind of brings into the next question. What how do I say well how do I say this? I guess what will you always have inside you that you will always keep with you forever?
I will say
Like
happiness.
me. Yeah, I agree with happiness. I feel like, respect, feel like you have the feeling of freedom.
It's one of those things with the comedic personality, always making people laugh. No matter
Yeah, I
what's
agree.
going on, no matter how the person's feeling, always making people laugh and always bringing positive energy wherever you go. Because people are always gonna remember how you made them feel. You always come in, you're positive, you always come in, you're happy. They remember that. They don't remember the gifts that were, given out. They don't remember the conversations that were had. It was, how did this person make me feel at this specific time, when maybe my parents were getting divorced, maybe my dog died, maybe I was going through a rough time. How did
Yeah.
make them
I
feel?
guess yeah, like a few days ago, one of my good friends, I kinda, left alone for biz because, made some mistakes and made her not talk to me for a bit, and now we like actually talking again. She comes up to me like whenever I feel not feel I guess is like whenever like I saw that person that I really like, and you still have like these the feelings for her. I was, kind of, like scared, and then, like whenever she walks up to me, I get scared, and then, yeah, she told me, she always asks me whenever I'm always down if I'm okay, and it's always hard for me to say yes because, You don't feel okay.
Yeah.
And then I found out that, that day, was the day that, her grandpa passed 2 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, I was gonna, ask like a question, like, if you wanna like make something up, like, how can you like have like the confidence and like, how you get in, how do you get into like the positive mind of wanting to, work something out with, friends if, you do something wrong and you don't know how to like make it up? Like, how do you get like that positive, get that
Accountability.
positive feeling that you wanna like do it?
It's accountability. You have to be comfortable with knowing that nobody's perfect. After you realize nobody's perfect, the next thing you have to realize is you have to keep people around you who are going to check and make sure if I say something wrong, if I do something wrong, that you will let me
Then
know.
you'll know. Then you'll like you'll keep that. So
Yeah.
then like not to do that again.
And it takes both people. It takes both parties. Like, if you mess up, I'm gonna let you know, yo, you messed up. If I mess up, let me know. But when you get an environment where there's no communication about that, there's no, oh, well, I know he said something wrong, but I'm gonna let it slide. So then, are you gonna let it slide the next time it offends somebody or hurts somebody's feelings? When
Yeah.
someone's coming in, they're upset and you don't know why, are you gonna let it slide then? So why are you gonna let something keep happening when you can nip it in the bud now? Get it taken care
Yeah.
of. So it takes both people wanting to be accountable for that situation to know, hey, if something's going on, I'm gonna let you know. If something's going on, you let me know. And if
Yeah.
you aren't in a circle that's like that, you need to get out of that circle because they're not looking to promote positivity, they're not looking to create a positive vibe, and they're not looking to improve on the friendships.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah, I guess what would your other artifacts would be that you would keep? Artifacts or events that changed you?
The last one I'd probably say is going into your personality, whatever personality that you have, whether it's being introvert or extrovert, whether it's being person that has to have attention, being the person that's on the sidelines, whatever
Yeah.
your personality is, go full head into it and
Mm
get it out there, not for fame or fortune, anything like that, but to be able 10, 15, 20 years from now, be able to look back and say, oh, this is how I was. This
yeah.
is the change that happened over the years.
Oh,
That'd be
yeah.
the biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's one more thing that I would always have inside. Uh-oh.
What's that?
The one and most important thing that I'll always have inside me is I'll always have God inside me, 100% God inside me. Because there's gonna be certain times when you ain't feeling yourself, and the only person that that's actually like near you is it but near you all the time, that's always gonna help you like help you get out of that mood, is God.
Definitely. Well, man, I'm glad to help you out with this thing.
This is I was like, I'm like, okay, this is good because this is like one way of how I'm gonna pass my ELA class, because this is a college class I'm taking. Bridge to ELA is a college it's like a college class.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is gonna help me a lot out. I do want to say thank you for doing this project with me. I'm glad I was able to find someone that knows how to set up podcasts and stuff, because I honestly don't know how to.
I got you, my guy. Well, I'm gonna let you go, and again, good job.
Thank you, thank you.
I'll make
Yeah,
sure
you have a good day, sir.
to send you the video and the audio for it.
Yes.
All right.
Right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.